Today's one-hit wonder is a song that will not be denied. Songwriter Chip Taylor is the brother of actor John Voight, and in the late 1960s, he wrote a song and offered it to Connie Francis. She didn't want to do it because the song deals candidly with a one-night stand, and Francis thought it was just too edgy for her career. Taylor passed the song on to singer Evie Sands, who recorded it, but the studio they used had real problems, so that version never saw the light of day. Other singers took a pass at the song, and they all encountered one problem or another until finally it became the property of American Sound Studios in Memphis. It was 1968, and a singer named Merrilee Rush got the nod to take another pass at the track. This time it found an audience. The song went to number 7 in the U.S. and number 1 in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Rush was nominated for a Grammy for her work. The song kept attracting attention, though. It was recorded by Olivia Newton-John, The New Seekers, Chrissie Hynde and the Pretenders, Bonnie Tyler, Nina Simone, and many others. The song's greatest success came when Juice Newton sang it, took it to number 4 in 1998. Most of the people we just mentioned had more than one hit, so we really shouldn't play them on a Wednesday. Merrilee Rush never had another chart hit, though, so we get to play her version of this great song. It's called Angel of the Morning on a One Hit Wonder Wednesday on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then slowly turn away from me. Sun's light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded